Government is working on a lot stricter fuel economy standards for new vehicles. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The Environmental Protection Agency is set to propose new fuel economy rules that would push manufacturers to sell a lot more electric and hybrid cars and trucks. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more.
The EPA's new proposal would ensure that electric cars make up as much as two-thirds of passenger vehicle sales by 2032. A big leap. Last year, less than 6% of vehicle sales were electric. For comparison, the European Union will phase out gas vehicles by 2035, and Britain and Canada have proposed similar standards to the EU. The regulation could be a heavy lift for car makers, who are investing heavily in electric vehicles, but not at a rate that aligns with the proposed rules. There's also the issue of infrastructure. The U.S. would need millions of new charging stations and an overhaul of electric grids to accommodate them. The Biden administration is investing in this. The Inflation Reduction Act that was passed last August gives tax credits to homes and businesses for installing chargers. Walmart recently announced it'll add thousands to its stores by 2030. The proposal announcement could come as soon as Wednesday and would go through a public comment period before becoming final. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
This week we get the key reading on inflation. The Consumer Price Index for March comes out Wednesday. The prior reading showed inflation up 6% in a year. Julia Coronado joins us from Austin to look at the week ahead. She's founder of Macro Policy Perspectives and the head of the National Association for Business Economics. Julia, no one's expecting inflation to vanish anytime soon.
Not quickly. It has proven to be very sticky, and while we are making progress, that progress has been frustratingly slow.
So a month earlier, the CPI went up 0.4, but still year over year, prices up 6%. So maybe something around the same?
Yeah, something in the similar territory, maybe a tick lower, but we will see. We have been surprised more to the upside than the downside on inflation.
All right. And later this week, the quarterly results from corporations start getting published in earnest. It'll start, as it does, with the big banks late this week. You're a macroeconomist. You're not a stock analyst, but I suppose you'll be paying attention.
Very much so to the banks. We are looking for signs of a tightening credit crunch in response to some of the events we saw this past month with bank failures and tightening regulatory and supervisory oversight and just a difficult situation for banks.
Julia Coronado, she's also a professor at the University of Texas, Austin. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, April 10th, marks 25 years since the signing of the Good Friday Agreement that was forged with the hope of putting an end to the period of intense violence in the UK provinces of Northern Ireland. The agreement was reached when negotiators kept at it, a day past what had been set to be the final deadline back in 1998, a negotiation guided by former U.S. Senator George Mitchell of Maine. The deal led to a dramatic drop in violence and led to deepening trade links across the land border between Ireland and Northern Ireland, relations complicated by Britain's exit from the European Union. Here's the BBC's Russell Padmore.
Since 1998, Northern Ireland's economy has grown significantly, but often without political leadership. as Professor Deirdre Heenan from Ossie University explains.
We've had devolved government for 25 years, and of that 25 years, 40% of the time our devolved institutions have been down. We had some sort of normality prior to 2016, but post-2016 and the Brexit vote, we have been living in a period of complete uncertainty.
Would you say the future of Northern Ireland is becoming much closer to the Republic of Ireland, especially in activities linked to business and trade?
I think they are, because an all-island economy makes sense, and I think businesses deal in practicalities. So businesses will find a way around these political difficulties, and for many businesses, particularly since we have left the European Union, that means an all-island supply chain.
Another busy day at this factory here in Mahara Felt. Block employs about 200 people making roller blinds and medical devices. The company, which is one of Northern Ireland's successful exporters, was founded 15 years ago. Paul MacDiamond is the owner and managing director.
We're an island off the main continent, so we need everything going for us to trade with both local firms but also foreign firms. So when it comes to the ease of movement of product, we'd be great advocates of making that as easy as possible. Freedom of movement of product allows us to trade further afield, Germany, France and countries like that.
Andrew Noble is a partner with Par Equity in Scotland, which has funded 6 ventures in Northern Ireland.
I think one of the areas that we're particularly excited about, because we are investors in what we call deep tech companies, is the focus on research and innovation in and around the universities of Northern Ireland. And that's certainly an area that has pockets of real strength.
Despite the British exit from the European Union, Northern Ireland remains part of the EU market, and notably with no barriers to trade with the neighbouring Irish Republic. It means the two economies will integrate more, and that could lead the way to political unity for Ireland. And a vote on that at some stage is also set in stone in the Good Friday Agreement, which may be a quarter of a century old, but is still very relevant for the future of Irish businesses.
That's Russell Padmore, reporter with the BBC. Today we also talked to the outgoing president of the World Bank about an emerging crisis, as high interest rates and the high dollar make it hard for less developed countries to pay back foreign debt, putting new pressure on very poor populations. We also talk about the controversy over the World Bank's work to stem climate change. Marketplace.org has a link to that interview if you miss it on the air today. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.